What's the story behind you feeling the punt there toward the end of practice?
I have no idea. I think Doug, he was trying to explain something about curfew. Didn't get the memo, but I just know I had to go back and catch the ball, so I had no idea what was behind that.
So bottom line is, what does it mean that because you and Fletcher came up with the big clutch catches, you guys get the night off?
Yeah, I think we get an extra hour or no. I really don't know, to be honest.
why did you take an E? Didn't you think you could run with it?
No, I lost in the sun. Okay. I was just trying to get up under.
When was the last time you caught a punt?
It's been about 10 plus years.
Were you ever a punt returner?
No.
No.
I just up back. You know, you got to
catch.
Yeah.
What are your impressions being going up against Barnett, you know, out here in camp for, you know, a week and a half and stuff? What have you seen from him?
Progress. He's getting better every day. He works hard. He's a good listener. You show him some, and then you'll see it on film. So, I mean, he's making progress.
What are some of the things you tell him, a young player like that, in terms of trying to learn some of the little nuances of the game to get ahead of the curve?
Just work. Just come out here and work, and everything will take care of stuff. We got Green Bay coming up, and, you know, I can give him a little pointers here and there after I watch the tape on him. But I just come out here and come to work every day.
Do you have him work with techniques and trying to work on new moves and things like that?
Yes, yeah, most definitely. Right now he got a rip up the field move. I told him he got to get one more move in his arsenal, so I help him out here and there.
Carson worked on his mechanics this offseason, made some tweaks, this and that. How's he looked in camp in year two, in your opinion?
He looked nice. Looked more comfortable. He's more relaxed in the huddle, more confidence. He's looking good right now, just getting better.
Did you see a drastic change in him at all as far as where he was? Obviously, this time last year he was a third-string quarterback, but from maybe week one to now, is he a completely different quarterback? Or
totally different. He go through his progression so quick now. It's way faster. He, like I say, he's more comfortable in the pocket. He knows where everybody going to be at, and, I mean, it's night and day.
Jason, in your mind, why is this offensive line better this year than it was last year?
We've been together this whole offseason, besides, you know, I showed up late, but I know those guys so well. Know them like the back of my hand, and we only going to get better as we go. We had a good year last year. Didn't get all the wins that we wanted to, but, you know, we're going to come together and try to do better this year.
JP, two hitting practices. Do you know more about the identity of what this offense can be in 2017?
We're definitely going to be physical. Physical, that's all we got, live days, goal line, short yardage. Doug, make everything live, and we got to just go. We just got to be more physical this year.
You've seen plenty of quarterbacks, JP. Do you have a sense of where Wentz is headed?
On the up. Long as he win, he's going to be okay in Philly. Get the losing, a whole different ball game. So I just hope right now he's looking real good, and as long as we keep him off of him, he's going to do well. So keep him protected, he's going to do well.